The Raiders are looking for that billboard when you go down the escalator to baggage claim in Las Vegas that says, "Welcome to Las Vegas football." The Raiders want their Steph Curry, a guy that is transformative and people from all over the nation are ready to watch. The Las Vegas Raiders. You know for sure that Las Vegas is about showmanship and they're looking for their showman.
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
Reports are that the Las Vegas Raiders tried to move up all the way to the number 2 overall pick. In my mind, that means they're looking at Jaden Daniels from LSU. Not to be mistaken with Jaden McDaniels from the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think I made that mistake like 6 times this week in conversations. But that's not the point here. The point here is the Raiders are looking to make a splash. They're sitting there at the 13th pick. They hired Antonio Pierce, which seems like a 110% a move that says we are trying to breed our culture. We're the Raiders. We're tough. We're renegades. And now we want to go get a quarterback that can actually, literally, be the face of a franchise. And I know they signed Gardner Minshew, and Gardner Minshew will play some games this year. But Gardner Minshew is not the long-term option at quarterback. At the end of the day, there are teams out there that just need their guy. They're sitting there as basically untapped potential. And I'm going to take this from Colin Cowherd today, where he said, the Raiders need their Steph Curry. Just like the Bay Area, the Warriors, they were sitting there. They never were primed. They weren't the biggest name, but they were primed to become the biggest name. And they got Steph Curry. He changed the game. And Raiders, that's what they're looking for. And I would still keep your eyes out on the Raiders to move up. I know they want to move up to number 2 and take Jaden Daniels, who, by the way, would look great in a Raiders uniform, would be electric in a Raiders uniform. As a fan of NFL football, I think I'd rather see Jaden Daniels end up in Las Vegas with the Raiders playing quarterback than end up in Washington with the Commanders playing quarterback. It'd just be much more fun and unique and exciting to watch because it's the Raiders. It's Las Vegas. And that takes me to my second point. It's Las Vegas. You are competing against so many different type of activities in Las Vegas. And I believe that you need to make sure that the team has its ability to go ahead and have someone that's marketable at the quarterback position. You're trying to sell tickets. You're trying to sell the Raiders image. You're trying to sell Las Vegas. You know, when you go down Las Vegas, and this is as a kid more than now, there's still other people now, but when I was little, every time I'd get into the Las Vegas airport as a kid with my family, and I'm not from Vegas, but I used to go to Vegas a lot. My dad did some business there, so my parents would take me to Vegas with them all the time. And you get in that elevator or that escalator and you go down towards baggage claim and you have that big picture of Siegfried and Roy, the two guys who do their tiger stuff, right? They, you know, have their tiger show at the Mirage. And that's what Las Vegas is trying to sell. Look, if they want to make Las Vegas Raiders football be all it can be, they needed a marketable image. Imagine going down that escalator and right now, what they're going to try to do. That's why they brought in Tom Brady. You got a picture of Tom Brady and says, come watch Raiders football. But imagine you have a picture of Tom Brady with a star quarterback next to him and say, come watch Raiders football. The same thing with the basketball team down the line. What are they going to do? Well, there's rumors that LeBron James is going to be part of the ownership group. They're going to have a picture of LeBron James and say, hey, come watch Las Vegas basketball. At the end of the day, you must, and this is really important here, have a marketable person behind it. And that's what the Raiders are trying to do. They're trying to move up all the way to number 2. Now, the cool thing here is they might still get a chance to go get Jaden Daniels. Reports are everywhere with this draft that the Commanders are basically picking between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. And they have the number 2 overall pick. And I think the Raiders, if they are to move, they're going to be moving in the last second. The Raiders have their ability to wait, see what happens at number 2. And we already know through multiple reports that the Patriots are okay with moving that number 3 overall pick. But the one problem with that is a lot of people are saying they haven't really got that Godfather offer that they're looking for to move off that number three pick. And I think the Raiders themselves would be willing to make that Godfather offer if the Commanders go ahead and take Drake May at number two, and then the Raiders can come in at number three. Now, if that doesn't happen, there are some other options. And I don't think these are options that Raider fans or the Raiders organization or Antonio Pierce are like dying for. They're okay with it. But at 13, reaching for Michael Penix Jr., who I love. I'm a Washington Husky alum, so I'm a little biased towards that. Reaching for Michael Penix Jr. at 13 and putting Michael Penix Jr. on the Raiders as the face of a franchise might be a secondary option. Is that going to move the needle? Possibly, if he wins. The other option is waiting till late in the first round, trading up, or going all the way into the second round and getting Spencer Rattler and saying, hey, we'll take a flyer on Spencer Rattler. If he comes into camp and looks good, maybe we have a future quarterback. And if he doesn't, we'll go back to the drawing board next year. But that's what the Raiders are trying to do, plain and simple. They're trying to find that face of a franchise. They're trying to find that franchise quarterback. They're trying to find that guy who they can say, come watch some Las Vegas. And that's the keyword, Las Vegas Raiders football. All right, guys, thank you for watching. My name is George on Tap. This is the Sports on Tap, our football channel. If you want to see all our other links down below, basketball channel, my personal channel, which is about myself, about my life, basically travel and activities and things like that. Get to know me a little bit more. We have our Seattle channels if you're a Seattle sports fan. So make sure you like and subscribe, and we'll see you guys next time.